Falun Gong is freely practiced in 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else.
Hello, I'm Zenandal Nikki. In this week's news, the number of Falun Gong practitioners that have died while detained is 278 as of Tuesday, September 7, 2001. American practitioners from New Jersey were awarded a trophy for the best non-instrumental performing group in a Labor Day parade. Chinese Secret Service interferes with the delivery of a Falun Dafa practitioner's letter to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. International Education Development gives a statement at the UN calling for attention to the Falun Gong situation as one of extreme urgency. David Lee Jerk is walking 3,000 miles across the U.S. as SOS missions continue and new ones begin. Practitioners in China persevere in their peaceful deeds to wake up their fellow countrymen. While China loses millions of dollars from natural disasters, reports come out from millions being spent on the persecution of Falun Gong. A mayor from Austria and a city council president from Corvallis, Oregon, in the U.S. speak out for Falun Gong. On September 3, 2001, practitioners won the Best Non-Instrumental Performing Group award at the 44th Labor Day Parade in South Plainfield, New Jersey. They were awarded a trophy, demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises on their float and on the street for the townspeople to see. They even had a chance to chat with their local congressman. Police stopped theft in broad daylight at the UN in New York City. During the afternoon of August 27, 2001, six Falun Gong practitioners went to deliver a letter to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Chinese from inside the UN pressured the security to make the practitioners wait outside. Security had said Annan's office would send a staff member down. After a 20-minute wait, the Chinese delegates came again and made the security guard take the practitioner's letter. While they disappeared into the crowd with the security guard, a female reporter from the Epoch Times took pictures of the incident. These Chinese attempted to grab the reporter's camera, but were stopped when two police officers arrived on the scene. In August 2001, the International Education Development made a statement to the UN on the 53rd session on the promotion and protection of human rights. It stated, as reported in the International Herald Tribune on August 6, 2001, the regime admits that it has officially sanctioned violence against practitioners in order to wipe out Falun Gong. We are compiling evidence indicating that at least 50,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been detained in prisons, labor camps, or mental hospitals, of which thousands are beaten and many tortured to death. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of practitioners, are severely threatened. It continues, the UN mechanisms clearly cannot handle this volume of verified cases, nor can the international community easily cope with perhaps millions of asylum seekers, all of whom who clearly meet the asylum criteria. Accordingly, the international community as a whole and the subcommission in particular should address this situation of state terrorism as one of extreme urgency. As SOS missions to rescue all Falun Gong practitioners in China continue around the world, more of them have begun. On September 5, 2001, two practitioners from the United Kingdom began their 400-kilometer SOS Earthwalk from London to Brussels, so they could personally bring their rescue call to the European Union. On the following day, American David Lee Jerk began his 3,000-mile walk from Washington, D.C. to California. He kicked off his walk, joined by numerous fellow walkers, with a press conference on Capitol Hill. In his statement to the media, he said, I will speak to every person who crosses my path in every hamlet, village, town, and city in the heartland of this great country. My message to those I encounter will be simple. Falun Dafa is good. Join with me to stop the persecution of Falun Dafa. On the following day, five practitioners from Toronto held a press conference at their city hall to kick off a 450-kilometer SOS Earthwalk to Ottawa. They are walking to the nation's capital to deliver tens of thousands of signatures from Canadian citizens condemning the persecution and supporting the peaceful practice of Falun Gong. While SOS missions gain momentum in the West, Falun Gong practitioners in China have been posting banners and posters on electric poles on both sides of main streets, close to railroad stations and seaports in cities across the country. On August 25, 2001, while officials were holding a Falun Dafa slandering exhibition in Changchun City Cultural Square, World Falun Dafa radio station's programs resounded the truth of Falun Gong above the square from speakers hidden by local practitioners. Seeing the people's faces change as they understood the truth deeply touched the hearts of the practitioners on the scene. One of them said, "What we are doing is worthwhile. It makes a difference. Soon everyone will know Falun Dafa is good." During the same month, in the same city, the police department held a pictorial display to attack Falun Gong. They displayed many pictorial boards on the walls outside their front gates. The local practitioners made their own pictorial board that appeared the same as the slanderous boards, but theirs contained the truth behind the persecution. This board attracted thousands of people, and it was left there for a whole day. Practitioners accomplished all their objectives while under the watchful eyes of many guards. While the persecution of Falun Gong escalates, so does the financial burden on the country. Right now, the Beijing Police Department is building an extension to the Tian Tang He labor camp in Daxi County for the purpose of persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. The extension takes over 100 acres of land and accommodates 4,000 people. The investment will cost China 6 million RMB. Officials from Shijiazhuang City, Hebei Province, spent 1.5 million RMB setting up a brainwashing center. This brainwashing center is located in units 1, 3, and 5 of the Shijiazhuang labor camp. Policeman Li Yuanwei is known to have had a meeting in the Yong'an police station in Jiangsu City of Heilongjiang Province. At this meeting, he was informed that the Chinese government's persecution has cost the nation 4.5 billion RMB. While the PRC are continuing to spend large amounts of money to persecute innocent people, they are sadly losing millions of dollars to natural disasters. According to the Ming Daily Newsnet on September 3, 2001, Panzhihua City, Sichuan Province, has been hit by several thunderstorms. The water level of several rivers has risen drastically, some rivers over as high as 51 feet. In Dazhou City, Hainan Province, millions of locusts destroyed 11,000 acres of cropland. A river nearby Sanshui City in Guangdong Province encountered a dike breach. The extreme overflow of water caused 300 villagers to evacuate and over 1,000 people to relocate their homes. The direct economic loss of this disaster was more than 30 million RMB. On August 24th in Qingdao City, Shandong Province, there was a heavy rain followed by tornadoes in three areas. 15 villages and towns suffered damage from hailstorms. The direct economic loss of these disasters was 150 million RMB. Analysts are still unclear of exactly how long a country can last investing in the persecution of innocent people while losing excessive amounts of money and resources to natural disasters. Sadly, many have not stopped persecuting Falun Gong, and now they're paying for their wrongful deeds. Peng Kaifa, the vice president of the Communist Committee in Xi'an County of Hunan Province, gave a speech not long ago at the Politics and Judiciary Conference. He was fine when he began his speech talking of various issues, but then started to slander Falun Dafa, and he wasn't even able to finish his sentences. Suddenly, his eyes rolled in the back of his head and he collapsed. Peng is now in a coma. Zhang Fengshan was the party secretary of the Political and Judiciary Committee and Lishan District of Anshan City. He persecuted Falun Gong practitioners with extreme cruel methods. He recently suffered from a heart attack and died within 1 hour. On Saturday, September 1st, in Corvallis, Oregon, USA officials gave speeches at a Falun Dafa press conference. Corvallis City Council President Charlie Tomlinson spoke of the importance of community involvement against human rights violations. Joe Novak, a candidate for the state senate, had said in his speech, "Let's be united against human rights abuses." Meanwhile, on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, an Austrian city mayor hosts a Falun Dafa photo exhibition. The local government of Biedermannsdorf city sent invitations to every citizen in the city. In the mayor's opening speech, he called all Western countries to take affirmative action to stop the Chinese government's cruelty against Falun Gong. Many came to see the exhibition and to sign the petitions, while some were enjoying the chance to learn peaceful meditation.
Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.